From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Arnie Johnson reporting. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims Islamic militants are responsible for the shelling death of its top military commander, Mustafa Badreddin, near the Damascus airport in Syria on Friday. Hezbollah announced Badreddin's death, as Edward Urenian reports.
Syrian TV announced Badreddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated. A Hezbollah statement claimed that Badreddin took part in most of the group's operations since 1982. Badreddin was at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, who died when an explosion tore through his motorcade in 2005. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 other people, including at least one child, were wounded today in Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations says in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated UN sanctions by providing pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said pistols were issued to members of the Congolese Army and National Police, with some eventually ending up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the United Nations. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014, and some have made their way into Kinshasa streets. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the sole remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can come and go from Islamic State territories is one of the top priorities of U.S.-led coalitions. Speaking Friday, Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping prevent attacks and restrict fighters' movements. Colonel Steve Warren is a spokesman for the anti-Islamic State operations.
Their primary source of income is what they refer to now as taxation. In reality, we know that it's extortion. But even their ability to extort money from their own people continues to be reduced as our partner forces liberate more and more territory.
Colonel Warren says despite Islamic State fighters continuing loss of territory in Iraq, the extremists have taken control of two small towns in northwestern Syria near the Turkish border. The United States military has its first woman combat commander. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as head of the U.S. Northern Command on Friday with a change of command ceremony.
I will never forget that my greatest responsibility is to defend our homelands and to protect their people, national powers, and freedom of action. I will work passionately to uphold the faith the American and Canadian people have placed in these commands and ensure that we remain vigilant and postured to outpace any potential threat.
Robinson is now responsible for protecting the continental United States, Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, and a large section of the surrounding waters. FIFA scored a first with its appointment of a new female non-European Secretary General, Fatma Samba Diouf Samora of Senegal. The United Nations veteran Samora brings no sports experience to football's global ruling body, but FIFA President Gianni Infantino hopes that she will help it try to regain the trust and credibility of the world after far-reaching corruption, bribery, and financial misconduct scandals. Iran is holding a Holocaust cartoon drawing contest this weekend featuring works that belittle the past suffering of the Jewish people and deny the atrocities of the Holocaust. Some 150 works from artists around the world, 50 different countries, are on display, with the top 16 finalists sharing a $50,000 prize purse. The top artist will walk away with $12,000. This is Iran's third such contest, which organizers claim has nothing to do with denying the Holocaust, but more highlights the plight of Muslims being massacred by the Zionist regime in Gaza and Palestine. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has become the last manufacturer to block the use of its drugs in lethal injections. Pfizer spokesperson Rachel Hooper said Friday the drug maker already did not allow its medicines used in the injections, but has added new restrictions to enhance the previous restrictions. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.